Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. And his intern crew back there as well. He's got a crew now.
Oh, wait. It's a little posse back there, man. Get it going on.
Crane's convoy. Crane's crew. Crane's convoy.
Crane's crew.
We got a great big convoy. There you go. The Titans were on the practice field today, but before practice, because the head coach speaks before practice and not after practice, like every other head coach in the National Football League, for whatever reason, because we got to be different. Brian Callahan was asked about the scuffle yesterday that he could have addressed yesterday had he spoken after practice, but he waited till today to speak before practice. This is what Brian Callahan had to say.
It seemed like your scuffle yesterday didn't match up with the sins that you've been preaching and the brotherhood stuff that you've been preaching. Which would you take on one of the
folders? Yeah, I think it was a training camp push and shove and a little bit of loud barking, and that was pretty much it. For me, it's late August, and we're ready to go play some real football, I think. And I think that's pretty standard back and forth in this point of training camp. So I didn't think too much of it. Guys got a little hot. Tempers flared, and we moved on. So.
That was Brian Callahan yesterday after practice. I thought you were going to play the whole thing, so it's okay. No worries. And then Jeffrey Simmons was asked about it today.
Jeff, you feel like yesterday crossed the line because of...
I'm going to go ahead and address it. At the end of the day, yeah, quarterback, hands off the quarterback. Anybody on this team know, everybody in that locker room know, I love the hell out of my guys. Been at practice. You know, people on the outside, you guys, y'all blowing it up. Shouldn't get blown up. The training camp, temper flares, move on. And then that day, you know, can't touch the quarterback. It's the same thing. If we joint practice and somebody touch our quarterback, trust me, I'm going to be the first one in there. So I respect the hell out of our offense for having their quarterback back, having our quarterback back. But at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We, you know, offensive line, defensive line, trenches, it's hot, temper flare, we all tired. At the end of the day, we family, we moved on from it. We're not gonna keep talking about it each and every day. It happened yesterday. We came back to work as a team. Yesterday we left it on the field, came back, got the correction, moved on.
So hands off,
I'm done talking about it. That's it. Any football questions, you know, that's that.
So hands off the quarterback. You
next
put
question.
Your hands on the quarterback, and it's our fault.
Anybody got a football question? Yeah,
Jeff, that's a football question, Jeff.
What do you tell the guys who have a couple more opportunities?
Yeah, and there you go. And then he wanted to move on from it. So it's our fault. Look, as I said earlier in the show, the actual incident really wasn't that big of a deal. You're right. It wasn't. It was something to talk about. Because the quarterback's involved. Yes, the quarterback pushed him first, pushed Jeff first. Jeff pushed back. It was more than playful because the rest of the team got involved. And again, my issue now is you could have squashed it all very quickly, but the head coach doesn't speak after practice. He speaks before practice for whatever reason. I don't understand that. He could have walked out there and go, hey, look, we had a little thing today. Talk to Jeff, talk to Cam. It's training camp. You know, that stuff will happen. It's hot, you know, but we've worked it out. They're cool. They've talked to each other. I'll let both of them come up here, address it real quick. Jeff can say everything that he just said in that soundbite except for blaming us because it's not our fault.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, it's one of those things that happens. We're cool. We've chopped it up. We're fine. Cam gets up there. Yep. You know, I shouldn't have pushed him, but we're both passionate. We're fighting. We're out there. We're chirping, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then we move on. But they don't do that.
No,
they don't do things the normal right way. They, you know, let it linger, and the head coach doesn't speak for almost 24 hours. The quarterback hadn't talked yet. Jeff gets up there with his prepared statement and then doesn't want to answer any questions about it and wants to blame us. So it's just like it's the same old BS over and over again, and that's how it is. And then it becomes a big deal. And then they want to say we blow it up. Well, we blow it up because you don't want to address it right.
Yeah, right.
And there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums up what's going on in Titans training camp right now. We're going to talk about Cam Warren today, talking about that. If I'm the head coach and I see the quarterback run over and do that, I am – on that quarterback's you know what.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm on his butt to the media.
Sure, but the thing is, the positive that gets lost in this is I don't have a – like, I like that he's got as much passion as Simmons. I don't want him hurt. You know, you don't do that to Max Crosby.
I hope they all have passion. I hope every one of them.
I mean, is it fair to question if they do or not sometimes?
Let me ask you this. First game, Cam Ward throws a touchdown pass. Is he going to run down and shove a Broncos defensive lineman in the back?
I hope not.
Exactly.
I hope not.
Why are we not on his ass for doing that?
That's a
but you know he's
that
the best.
Is a fair point. That's he's a fair point. You make a fair point.
I would be so if I'm Callahan so livid that you did this.
It's a little. I guess it's looked at a little differently because they're teammates. But it's kind of like in my mind, it's like telling your if your granddaughter keeps, you know, pushing the cat, and the cat's starting to get pissed off. And it's like you don't want the cat to hurt your granddaughter, but eventually, like she's got to learn that don't keep messing. You know, it's kind of like Jeffrey Simmons, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, just leave him alone. It was unneeded. I don't care.
If he had shoved him hard enough and shoved him on his ass, you know, it probably would have been a bigger scuffle than it was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, yeah, well. Kind of,
there was just no need for it. And don't tell me, oh, he's messing with his boy and firing everything up. Shouldn't have to do that, man. Shouldn't have to.
Yeah. 5353 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. I wish Simmons had the same humility he had in his first press conference. He's not a leader, folks.
I don't think he wants to be a leader, which is fine.
No, I think he just wants to do his own thing.
Unless he comes out and says, I'm the leader of the team, I don't really think he is, and that's fine if you don't want to do it. Just play your tail off on the field. You don't talk to anybody, go, that's fine. You're being paid to play football at a high level. Do that.
You know, the other problem is what I think is probably happening right now is Jeffrey Simmons is scrolling through Twitter looking for what people are saying. Like, I think he wants the response.
All right, why don't we have Dr. Crane, you tweet to Simmons, say, hey, sit here, punk. Find me at noon.
You big baby.
Find me at 2 at some gas station. Well, I'll go with you. And when he pulls up, we'll just haul ass and get out of there. But just to see if he's reading.
I just
see
show that, up at a gas station.
That light blue truck pulls up like.
Just pull up at a gas station with a pizza box. Hey, Jeff, here you go. That's the pizza.
You don't even, yeah, I mean, it's like, what are you doing here, man? He has no idea.
No, honestly, though, like I've told you all this. I will strap up the pads. I'm ready to do it. I really would.
Simmons would hit you until sometime until October.
You know that lake that you shouldn't go in that's over there that Levis supposedly threw a football in? You would be in that by the end of and just a context, so would I. And I'm bigger than you.
That's
fair. He would throw all of us, I think, by like a rag doll.
I've been crushed by a trailer door before,
but
I think he's probably about the same.
Your original thing. What did you? How did this conversation start? What did you say?
I want to go to practice and strap the pads on. Yeah.
Just
one time.
If Callahan called and said, "Hey, I heard there's some big fat radio guy over there that wants to run down the field. You and me, one time. Hell yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see you.
I'll sign the papers away."
Oklahoma drill with him.
When I get my neck broken, I'm fine. That's fine. But just one time down the
field. Could you imagine if I walked up and I go, "Hi, Jeff, I'm Chase McKay. I'm the program director of 102.5 The Game. We've spoken with Burke and with Chad, and they have signed off on this. This is Joe Dubin. This is Nick Frazier. You get to go head-to-head with him one time, as hard as you want." He would salivate. Because he gets to hit a media member.
I hope so.
I think he's wanted to do that his whole, you know, since he got here.
Let me ask you this, though. If you did an all-time media Oklahoma drill, right? Now, back in the media and everything, there's one guy in the Oklahoma drill, you don't know, two people lay on their back, one's got a football, you both get at the same time, and then you try to tackle them, the guy tries to run past you. That drill's made more basketball players in America than any other drill there is. But if there had been a Oklahoma drill back then, there's one guy that would have won. And I still think he's got bodies in his backyard.
That he would have won?
That he'd won the Oklahoma drill. Hope Hines. I think Hope Hines wins any
You don't
kind
mess
of,
with Hope Hines.
Nope. I guarantee he's got bodies in his backyard. I guarantee it.
Who'd be good now? JB, probably. I mean, JB's stocky.
John Burton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would – yeah. He's but that's built. Why I get include all time.
Yeah, all time, yeah. Hope's probably up there.
You can go, you know
– Rudy was probably sneaky.
To get past you. But you can go print people, too. I mean, just, you know, this
– Climber? Around,
Climber. He, no.
R.I.P.
More Oregon. Mike Oregon's doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were back at, you know, John Tesh was a sports was a yep. news anchor at Channel 4. He's a yep. big dude.
Yep.
Others and all, but now I'd be fun. A media member Oklahoma drill.
Joey from Gallatin says only if Buck signs papers and participates. Buck's too scared. He wouldn't do it. I love Buck. He's all talk.
He'd get launched into the lake as well.
I'm telling you, I would not get launched into a lake. I really think I have a really solid chance at this. I do.
You're not Darren Sproles.
I don't. Well, people used to say that. I wore 43 in high school.
Yeah.
Are you fast? Are you still fast? Like, yeah. Today is your birthday. You're 27 years old.
Yeah.
What do you think your speed is right now?
If I do a 40, I'd probably run the same 40 I ran in high school, which is 5'2". Yeah.
Okay.
You think you got a 5'2 40 right now?
I mean, you are 5'2.
5'2, 5'6. Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, I'd like to see you run a 5'2. That'd be something.
Give me a good 20 minute stretch.
Do you think you could beat D-Mace right now? D-Mace said, I think he's 51.
I think D-Mace should still play in the NFL.
Yeah. And I agree.
Right?
He just don't want to get hit, which I get.
I would love to do a 40 with D-Mace. I'm pretty sure he'd still beat me, but I think it'd be pretty close.
You grab his shoulders and arm when he comes here. I'm like, dang. Yeah, I got a little workout in this morning, like a little workout. Heck, you get out there and play, man. I bet you could go for one. I mean, Chad Ochocinco still wants to come back and play and all that stuff. But, I mean, to me, the age thing, I tell you, the age thing gets to me. Because I get so – I hit 30 now. It's all downhill. No, it's not. Actually, it's probably a whole lot better.
Ricky wants to do the Oklahoma drill with you.
Oh, Ricky can't get up.
We can make this happen tomorrow. We can do it out back here with you and Ricky. I'd love to see that.
Ricky, go steal your shoulder patch from Hunter's Lane. I stole mine from someplace.
We could get that. Real quick, Clay wants to weigh in on the Jeffrey Simmons thing. Clay, what's up? Thanks for the donuts.
Hey, boys. You there?
Yeah, yeah, we're here.
The Jeffrey Simmons thing, you know, that guy's, if y'all remember Albert Haynesworth, you know, when he was motivated, you know, that guy was basically unblockable. But, you know, at times he'd take plays off, things like that. You know, Jeffrey Simmons doesn't, I don't think. But he's, you know, at times, you know, really dominant. But I just don't get, you know. Evidently, you guys think he has, kind of an anger problem. Is that part of it? Or
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's an anger problem, Clay. I think it's he worries too much about what people say or write about him, and I know where some of that comes from, but at the same time, it's just like, man, just go do your thing and quit worrying about it. Like I just. That's my biggest problem with him. He worries too much about what people think. And that's easier said than done. I get it.
Well, you know, also, this, you know, the Titans team, just everything around this team has been talked about so much for so long, you know, since the preseason started. You know, I think the bottom line is, let's just face it, the team isn't very good right now. You know, I am a Cowboys fan first, but I want the Titans to do well. I want them to be successful. I'd love one day for them to win a championship for my hometown. That would be awesome. But they're just not very good right now. But I hope Cam, you know, can develop and be good, and I hope they can win some football games. I'm afraid, you know, Callahan probably will eventually lose his job. But I don't know. It's just been interesting how much the team has been talked about because there's just been so many problems. They just are where they are.
Clay, what if Callahan – loses his job and they hired James Franklin?
I might not be a Titans fan.
That'd be a lot of us.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I enjoyed winning, but as a person, James Franklin, not so much.
That's what he said about you. That's all right, though, man.
He probably did. Who knows? Clay, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the donuts there, Big Joe. I know you love them.
He did. He ate you brought a dozen. He ate 11 of them, I think.
At least. Maybe 14.
appreciate it, Clay. Thank you. Always enjoy when Clay calls in. We'll have more coming here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Be a hero and save a life. Tomorrow at the 12th annual Williamson County Battle of the Badges Blood Drive. The drive will be at the Brentwood Concord Road Library tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 102.5 The Game will be on hand from noon to 2 with swag to give away and a chance to win free concert tickets. So be sure to check that out. Now, you have an interesting SEC topic as college football starts this weekend with week zero.
We are very excited. So anything college football that I come by, I'll just gobble up and love. I love history of all that stuff. So, Chaser, we got a new SEC school. It's the first ever win for each SEC football team. Vanderbilt. Who was Vanderbilt's very first football win over?
Tulane.
Peabody Normal School. Oh, beat them in 1890. South Carolina. Their first win was over.
First SEC win?
First football win.
Football win. Okay. Was over NC State.
Columbia AC.
Okay, cool.
Must be a heating and air conditioning company.
Yeah, we need them.
So that's a kind of the goofiness here. Oklahoma's first win, 1896 over Norman High School. This is a real opponent here. Auburn's first ever win was in 1892 over this school.
Alabama.
No. Guess again.
Is it a school I'm going to know?
Yes. It's the longest rivalry in the South.
Tennessee?
Nope.
Oh, LSU?
Nope.
I don't know.
Georgia.
Georgia.
On down. The Tennessee Vols, first ever win, 1892, off a college not far from their campus.
Tusculum?
That's a good guess. Keep going.
Carson Newman?
Gosh, another good guess. Keep going. Go the other way. Go west.
Go from Knoxville. West to Knoxville?
West
from Knoxville?
A little bit west of Knoxville. 1892, the Vols, their first win was this school.
Oh, what else is over there? I don't know.
It's where Pat Summitt lived. It's where Phil Fulmer lived. It's a city. But then there's
Oak Ridge? Somewhere in Oak Ridge?
I go a little bit more east. We're holding on
Alcoa.
This. Alcoa? Alcoa. That's a big football game of year versus high school, Alcoa and
Marshall.
You got this.
Is it where Chad Pennington played?
Yes. Well, no. It's over. It's but, where Randall Cobb played Alcoa, and their big opponent every year was.
Oh, crap. Help me, Dr. Green. Do you know?
He came from whatchamacallit. Not Macaulay. It starts with an M, though.
Maryville.
There we go.
Maryville.
Tennessee beat Maryville College in 1892. Now, some of these probably shouldn't count, but Dr. Crane, you'll like this. Mississippi State's first ever SEC win was against Ole Miss, 1901.
Hmm. Love that.
Gainesville beat Gainesville AC, whatever that is. LSU beat
Gainesville,
Natchez.
You mean Florida?
Florida beat Gainesville AC, yeah. Yes. Missouri. Now, if you're a Missouri football fan, you should be ashamed of this. Y'all's first ever win was over the engineering department in 1890. You don't get credit for get Henry Rothenberg on the phone. He's a Missouri graduate. That is unacceptable.
Titans Amy is too.
Unacceptable. So A&M, Ball High School, Texas, Dallas FC, Arkansas beat Fort Smith High School, which I'm probably sure they maybe couldn't beat today.
There's a joke that, like, my dad would make about this that's probably not correct to make anymore. But, you know, the old phrase was they played the blind school.
Yeah.
You know. But, again, we probably shouldn't do that.
But they're claiming – well, we go back to Auburn now claiming 14 national championships.
Yeah, right.
What's the criteria for this? I mean, it's why is this all of a sudden also important? Because Alabama lied for years about it and added
I guess.
What they
they're
got?
Like, hey – how good are we going to be this year? Not very good. Let's claim some championships. Make us feel better.
Well, we did the 51 national championship run with Tennessee and five other schools. And
okay, let's do – I can do this
real quick.
Still convoluted. Because 04, they're claiming 04, right? All right, hang on.
They are.
Let's do this real quick. Because that was – they. I mean, they got completely hosed in their mind on that. Just a moment. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Yep. LSU had won it all in 03, then Auburn came back in 04.
2004 was USC?
Yeah, USC got it instead of Auburn.
Okay, here we go. 12-team college football playoffs, final seeding and rankings. USC, Oklahoma, Auburn, Texas, California, Utah, Georgia, Virginia Tech, Boise State, Louisville, LSU, Iowa. Notre Dame was not eligible. They're not eligible, and automatic conference champs are seeded in. Utah was the unbeaten Mountain West. Okay, there you go. First round, California defeats Iowa 27-17, a 5 over a 12. The 6th seed, Utah, defeats the 11th seed, LSU, 31-28. Urban Meyer. Georgia defeats Louisville 34-20. David Green and David Pollock, too much for Louisville. Were they there in 04?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Virginia Tech, the 8th seed, beats the 9th seed Boise State 38-30. Marcus Vick and Frank Beamer's Hokies winning in a shootout. The quarterfinals, USC and Virginia Tech in the Fiesta Bowl. USC beats Virginia Tech 38-21. Leinart, Bush, and White were too explosive. Texas beats Cal 24-20. Vince Young makes the big plays late. Auburn and Utah. Auburn defeats Utah 28-17. Cadillac and Ronnie Brown keep the Tigers perfect. The two-seed Oklahoma beats Georgia 27-24. Jason White to Mark Clayton seals it. The semifinals, USC and Texas in the Rose Bowl. SC defeats Texas 35-31. Oklahoma falls to Auburn 20-17 in the Sugar Bowl. And the national championship game sees USC take on Auburn. Auburn keeps it tight with the defense, but USC's offense is too much. The Trojans win 31-20.
Take the title down, Auburn. You just heard it right
so
there.
According to ChatGPT, you should not claim that championship.
Isn't that something? Well, I mean, we saw UCF's claiming 2017. Gosh, you said beat them on that day in the Peach Bowl. You never hear from them again. But you know what? If it fits your narrative, go for it.
There you go. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The heat's getting to me. I need a break, don't I? Is that
yeah,
right?
We're at 84 degrees.
Okay, but is it time to take a break?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. I've lost track. That's what I needed help with. More coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
So hands off the quarterback. You put your hands on the quarterback, and it's our fault.
Anybody got a football question?
That's a football question, Jeff.
That was Jeffrey Simmons earlier. And Paul's right. It was a football question. That was him today. Good times. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday.
I'm so proud of him because most reporters
back down.
I say this with all my terms of endearment.
I probably would have.
Jeffrey, I crush you. No, you got the good passers today. Paul's like, no, it's you should know not to do that. What's going on here? You know, and so that's another day left.
The problem is, and look, I know Paul, you know, is blunt, and so Paul will come across sometimes as being aggressive or whatever when he's asking fair questions, I think. But, like, dude, just not every question is an attack. And he feels like it is.
Next question.
Hey. I honestly, if I'd been there today, I would have just walked away. I'd just been like, all right, screw it. You don't want to do this.
Pepper him questions were just complete nonsense. Like, hey, did you hear that Live with Mark and Kelly's leaving Channel 2 and going to Fox 17? And he'd be like, what the hell? It's like the guy you sent me the video, the mumbler.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this, Dr. Crane?
That was awesome.
Falcons social media.
Falcons and Titans, yeah. I mean, and he would be like, hey, so Jeff, anybody ever having that today?
But Simmons play, he's like, man, I don't understand a word you're saying. And everybody else tried to be like, oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah. Simmons like, I don't
why. Like, what'd you say?
Yeah, right. Fantastic.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty clever to do that. All right, what did you find?
We're doing the best duo, but how we got into it's a long story. So with the football, I mean, and so we had Tim Hasselbeck going to talk about who he thought the best quarterback wide receiver duo was in NFL history. He said, well, it's Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison. And he's right. They have 114 touchdowns together. Number two on this list with 105 touchdown combinations between these two. They're no longer playing football. Recently retired. Who do you think it is?
Recently retired.
Uh-huh. Both within the last 5 years. They have 105 touchdowns together. Had no idea it was this many.
Rivers and Gates.
Great guess. That's number four. Okay. Well, they have 90.
All right, hang on. Recently
retired. They're not in the Hall of Fame yet, but first ballot.
I'm trying to think.
They won four Super Bowls together. I think that's right.
Brady and Gronk?
Bingo. 105 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Number three, they combined for 92 touchdowns. One of them is a left-hander.
Retired?
Yep.
Recently or?
20-plus years.
Oh. Aikman and Irvin.
No. Quarterback's left-handed.
Oh. Young and Rice.
Attaboy. Number four was Rivers and Gates. Number five, all-time touchdown combination is my favorite quarterback, Dan Marino, Mark Clayton. But right behind them, and this is all blowing my mind, Big Ben and Antonio Brown. Yeah. 78 touchdowns. They come in six.
They had a run there.
And then seven, Peyton Manning, man. My guy Reggie Wayne was open 76 times for touchdown. So Manning.
So number one is Manning and Harrison, and then number two is – or number seven, what is it?
Manning and Reggie Wayne.
That's insane.
Drew Brees, Marcus Colston, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Jim Kelly, Andre Reed round out your top ten. But I knew they
– Jim Kelly and Andre Reed was pretty
good. I just didn't know Gronk caught that many touchdowns. I just – it really – because he was there from 11 to – what, his last year was 21, I guess.
I wonder how many – I mean, and I knew it wouldn't be top 10, but how many Derek caught from McNair? Because I would say a majority of his touchdowns were from Steve.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe 30, 40. Go on that list there.
Yeah.
I just think the Gronk thing is blowing my mind. I mean, that was like, holy
442
cow.
Passes.
From Steve?
To Derek.
But how many touchdowns? That's what
pause.
Hang on, I'm looking. Here we go. 32.
It's a pretty good little list.
32 from McNair, 18 from Flacco, 5 from Kyle Bowler, 4 from Billy Volek, 3 Neil O'Donnell, 1 from Drew Bennett,
63.
1 from Anthony Wright, 1 from Troy Smith, and 1 from Mark Clayton. So
66.
2 from receivers.
Not
yep,
bad.
Well, 66 receiving touchdowns, 2 punt returns, 1 kickoff return in his career. I thought he had more returns than that.
But
his first touchdown, DeMace's first touchdown, was in the second quarter of a 23-20 loss to the Bears.
Is that 90?
In 1998.
That's the helmet game. Where they couldn't find Al Del Greco's helmet
to
kick the field goal.
Yep.
And then Hendrick came in and attempted an 80-yarder and missed by about 60.
It was a 13-yard touchdown from Steve McNair.
Gosh, it's like 27 years ago.
You know what's so crazy? He only had one receiving touchdown in 1999. And it was – actually, I take that back. It wasn't a receiving touchdown. He had one touchdown. It was a punt return.
Oh. Well, 99 offense for the Titans didn't actually light the scoreboard up. It was like, Eddie's going to get 100, 2 touchdowns, good luck beating us.
2000 was the year. He all from McNair and a punt return. So, there you go. Didn't have it, Neil. He had one from Neil in 2002. So, 32 from Steve McNair in his career. Which, compared to the guys on that list, it's a pretty big gap.
Just shows you how elite, I mean, and when you – perfect fit, like with Castleback.
Yeah.
Perfect fit always wins.
Adam in Portland said, Adam, was this a guess? He said 34 touchdowns as a Titan, 26 of those from Mac. And it's 32. You may be right on 26 with the Titans. Actually, I think you are right there. And then he had with the Ravens only three. So there you go. Good job, Adam.
Well done, Adam.
Well done. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is, celebrity birthdays, and the mashup. Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, and we need to cool off. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. DVD coming your way in just a few minutes. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on the list, we have National Aviation Day. Shout out to the pilots.
Yep. Including our very own Bud Walters.
Yes.
Who is a pilot.
Indeed. Black Cow Root Beer Float Day is today. International Bow Day is today. So if you have a bow, wear it. International Orangutan Day.
What if I have an orangutan? Can I wear that?
Sure. I'm pretty sure. All right,
yeah. Mr. Burns.
International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day is today.
You said Jar Jar Binks.
National Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Oh, Charo.
National Potato Day is today. Have a spicy potato. National Sandcastle and Sculpture Day is today. National Soft Ice Cream Day. You can, you know, suppress your spiciness with ice cream. World Humanitarian Day is today. And to wrap it up, World Photo Day.
Did you say spicy potato?
I did.
That's funny because when Chase danced at Club La Vela in Panama City, he was spicy potato.
I miss that place.
Good times.
We'd go there because Spinnaker's would tell us to leave. So
Chase would work one night a month, and we had our whole rent paid for.
Yep.
That's how popular he was.
Dollar bills flying everywhere.
All right.
Then you ran into that one guy from South Carolina. And
that was over.
Yep,
it was over. Yep. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday, the very handsome, very talented John Stamos.
Oh, Full House. Uncle Jesse is
62
exactly. We know who watched that every afternoon we got from school.
Yep.
Next,
you're not wrong.
Kevin Bacon's wife, Kira Sedgwick.
55 59 60. Nice.
Dr. Crane's back out there. Chase up 2-1. We got a lot of birthdays. We'll roll through these real quick. Country singer Leanne Womack.
63 67 59.
She's beautiful, too. All right, get some more of these here. Country singer-songwriter Eddie Raven.
71.
66.
81. Actor Gerald McCraney. What are you, Major Dad, Simon and Simon?
Oh, yeah.
55.
78. The bass player of Queen, John Deacon, who retired when Freddie Mercury passed away.
74.
78.
74, right on. Chase up 4-1. Follow me, Chase. Jonathan Frakes.
Commander or Captain William T. Riker of the USS Enterprise.
Is that number two?
He's number one.
Oh, he's number one.
Yeah.
I had to, number two later.
Jonathan Frakes.
Yes. How was Jonathan Frakes?
Chase is up five to two.
I'm sorry. All right, some more. Gary Chapman used to be married to Amy Grant. Lives out in Franklin.
I went to a taping of Primetime Country one time that he was the host of out at Opryland.
But that was funny.
It was a good time. My grandparents took me. 64.
66.
68. Now it's 5-3. This is good, bro. I'm hurrying up here. Actor Kevin Dillon from Entourage.
52.
58.
60. Ooh, now it's 5-4. Rapper Fat Joe. I mean, there's a rapper, Fat Joe.
Is there a radio host? I'm sorry. It was right there.
Oh, it's perfect.
Rexer is on vacation, so he can take it.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, right. Yeah, you. Fat Joe, I'm going to say, is 48.
52.
55. All right, good sports. Ned Yost, former Major League Baseball manager.
Was with the Braves, too. 71.
75.
He is 70. Chase is up 6-4. Daryl Sutter or Daryl Suter?
Sutter.
Sutter. Hockey player.
73.
74.
67. Gary Gaetti, third baseman for the Twins when they won the World Series.
64.
72.
67. Former Mets pitcher, World Series champion, Ron Darling.
67.
65.
65, exactly.
Wow.
It's tied at sixes. I'm liking this. Oh, we should have got this going for you. Wish him happy birthday. Kirk Herbstreit.
56.
57.
56, dead on. Chase up 8-6. Former New England receiver, David Patton.
54.
49.
51. You try to put him away. He's coming back. 8-7. I'm liking this one. UFC fighter who went to Treveca, Stipe Miocic.
Stipe Miocic.
How do you say it?
Stipe Miocic.
That's him. Yeah. Stipe? Sorry.
Stipe, you sounded like John Travolta trying to say, what's her name?
Sandy? Sandy. How do you say it again? Stipe?
Stipe. Stipe Miocic.
That's it.
Stipe?
Hey.
Hey, Stipe. Sleepy? I'm going to say he's 47.
38.
43. We have two birthdays left. Chase is up 8-7. Kirk Cousins. How old is Kirk Cousins?
You like that?
I do.
34.
38.
37, my goodness, for the last birthday. Got a good one. How old is Bill Clinton?
75.
79.
Woo, my favorite number comes up wrong. 79 it is. Dr. Wow. Craig gets 10. You win 10-8.
That means... because Bush, Trump, all of them are like the same age.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. With that, let's get to the mashup.
You make me feel like
it's showtime, folks. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Do you understand the phrase, he's on a milk carton? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I know what a milk carton is, yeah.
No,
no, I know what you mean. Like missing, they had like missing signs. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I know what a milk carton. I don't remember.
It was a good because I had a good answer. It was a good.
Oh, Legarius Sneed being missing.
Oh, they're gonna put him on a milk carton soon. That was where we're going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
By the way, the AC here at Cromwell Nashville is
working hard.
It's saying I'm tired right now, and so it's a little warm in here.
We're up to 81 degrees.
Yeah, we're up to 81
plus
degrees.
Plus, your two hosts had a late night in Nashville.
Yeah, that's the other problem. He's sweating tequila. I'm sweating whiskey. So it's not a good combination.
Yes.
So
I am going to eat your food if you leave. I've eaten other people's food my whole life. So I think it was Holly last night from our engineering staff was like, you're going to eat that? I'm like, absolutely I am. Pizza's sitting there. I'm eating that. If I'm hungry, I'm eating that. And it's in the Omni.
Where like somebody will ask me a question and I don't know the answer. And I'll go,
Was that Billy Madison, Joe?
No, it was a show.
Yeah, when that little baby, that little dinosaur baby, and I say, that's not the mama. Then the mom would come around and he'd say, that's the mama.
Not the mama.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. Ricky, go steal your shoulder patch from Hunter's Lane. I stole mine from someplace.
We could get that. Oh, well done, Dr. Crane. Good way to end the show. DVD is coming up next.
They are next. Again, the message all the time, you know, we have a good time in here, but we care about you guys so much. If you're going through something or anything, please reach out to somebody. Please talk to someone. I tell you all the time that you are powerful and our world is a better place because you are here. As I say all the time, I'd rather hear your story than go to your funeral. You need help, go to thegamenatural.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. There's a drop down for Unity Psychiatric Care. All the help you need. You don't have to go through it alone. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is next. They'll get into the Jeffrey Simmons comments and much more here on 102.5 The Game.